Left Kandy is a very interesting place for another reason, and that is that in the middle of the building, archaeologists found a burial. When they went into the middle of the building and they found this burial pit, inside they found the cremated remains of a man. That is to say, his body had been cremated, but there was enough left of the bones to determine that it was a man. The burial of a woman and the burial of four horses. And some scholars have pointed to this as an example of what they would call a heroic burial. In other words, this looks very much like a powerful chieftain who in death was honoured by his followers and supporters, perhaps by the slaughter of his wife over his tomb and the slaughtering of his four great steeds as well. And given the fact that there are descriptions of something similar in Homer, if you think of the burial of Patroclus, for example, where horses are cremated, we may have here, as early as 950, an example of a behaviour, a heroic behaviour, in which great men are really thinking of presenting themselves in the style of Homeric heroes. Nearby, also in central Greece, on the mainland, not on the island of Euboea, at Elatea, during the 1990s, a joint Austrian-Greek excavation has been excavating dozens of tombs from the sub-Mycenaean period, from the 10th century. And they're producing their very fine pottery. They're demonstrating that people here are working once again in metalwork with precious metals, and the goods are being traded not just locally, but outside of Greece as well. And then the third place that I want to mention in this brief survey of the recovery, if you will, is again located nearby in central Greece, not far from Elatea, at a sanctuary called Kalapothi. And here a German team during the 1970s and the 1980s excavated a sanctuary which had been in use not only in classical times, archaic times, geometric times, but also right back continuously into the Bronze Age, into Mycenaean times. Now, can we pull this information together? Can we say anything more about the Mycenaean world and what follows after it as we consider this data? Well, I think we can. I think it's not a coincidence that the places that I've mentioned to you, Lefkandi, Elatea and Kalapothi, all lie outside of the very central heartland of the Mycenaean world, which is to say, the Peloponnese, the Argive Plain, Argos, Mycenae, Tiryns, these other great Mycenaean citadels. Now, the area that we're talking about here of central Greece is not exactly a backwater, but I think it is somewhat peripheral to the centre of the Mycenaean world. And I'd suggest to you that we've thought in the past about the end of the Bronze Age as being so completely catastrophic in the Mycenaean world, because we've concentrated on those great sites in the Peloponnese. But that if we turn our attention a little bit further away from the Peloponnese, what we find is a different story, a less overwhelming collapse, and perhaps in some way a continuity from the Bronze Age into the Dark Ages and then the Iron Age. Continuity. I've avoided using that term so far, but I can't avoid it any further. It is the holy grail of Greek archaeologists. And what it means is this: can you demonstrate in any given place a practice, a habit, a building, a style, anything at all, which is found both in the Bronze Age and is carried through into the Iron Age? Is there anything to show demonstrably that classical Greece still had and was aware of concrete, real roots in the Bronze Age? Well, continuity is a tough one. It's very hard to pin this down. Let me explain a little bit why. Let's say you were to take the topic of language. Well, we know from Linear B that those Mycenaean Greeks spoke Greek. We know from the alphabet later that the Greeks of the classical period spoke Greek. That's continuity, if you will. But, of course, the writing systems of Linear B and the alphabet are utterly different, and the very practice of writing was lost for at least 300 years. So in that area, you have both continuity and complete separation of the two cultures, if you will. You could think of it in other terms. What about religion? Well, we know that there are various gods and goddesses of the classical Greeks, such as Athena and Poseidon, who occur back in Mycenaean records, Athana and Poseidonia, as they're called.